Cuba and much more. Today is Friday, October 27, 2023. Cuba regrets this Friday the death of former Chinese Prime Minister Li Keqiang, who held that position for the last 10 years. In a publication on the social network X, the head of the Department of International Relations of the Central Committee of the Communist Party of Cuba, Emilio Lozada, conveyed condolences to relatives and friends. Lozada highlighted that Li was a member of the Standing Committee of the Political Bureau of the 17th, 18th, and 19th Central Committees of the Communist Party of China. According to CCTV, the former premier died at the age of 68 after all medical attempts to reanimate him failed after a heart attack. Li Keqiang left office last March 11 after 10 years at the head of the Chinese cabinet. During this period, he was one of the main precursors of the country's reform and opening up policy. Numerous groups from the Basque Country will hold a bicycle caravan and a rally in support of Cuba against the U.S. blockade on November 1st, the organizers informed. Both events will take place during the debate and vote at the United Nations General Assembly on a day when the community, in foreseeable manner, will demand the lifting of the blockade that Washington has maintained against the Caribbean island for more than six decades. Different bus social groups, trade unions, and political parties will gather in Bilbao and at the end of the bike caravan in solidarity with Cuba. They will hold a rally that will accompany the vote at the United Nations. They pointed out that the sympathies with Cuba are based on the fact that the blockade policy against the island is a massive, flagrant, and systematic violation of the human rights of more than 11 million Cubans, and that it must cease. The celebrations in the Cuban capital for the traditional Mexican holiday of the Day of the Dead already have their spaces open where multiple events will take place, some of them already available to the public. The official meetings will begin on November 1st with the inauguration of the collective exhibition Vaso de Tiempo, that is, Glass of Time, at the Casa Benito Juarez, located in Old Havana. Prior to this exhibition, another one preceded the commemorations on Thursday at the Reno Room of the Experimental Graphic Workshop of Havana in the Cathedral Square, also in the old part of this capital city. The collective exhibition of Oaxacan engravings from the Casa de las Americas collection is a gift for lovers of the most deeply rooted customs that throughout history symbolize Latin American communities, in this case, the Mexican people. The exhibition of Oaxacan engravings will be donated to the Casa de las Americas art collection and will also celebrate one of Mexico's most important festivities. The legend of World Athletics, the Cuban Javier Sotomayor, was convinced in Santiago 2023 that world sport will continue to see amazing records even in Pan American Games. In a statement to the press, the Prince of Heights declared that someday his record will be surpassed. While participating in a conference at the press center of these Pan American Games, together with the legendary pole vaulter Sergei Bubka and the wrestling colossus Mijain Lopez, Sotomayor assured that records are there to be broken. He also valued the organization of the event as very positive games in all senses and also had words of praise for the Chilean athletes, whose performance he considered worthy of a host country. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.